This is a weekly opportunity where we focus on the area of work of area organizations, advancing inclusion and equity in our community. This morning, we speak with Liz Keegan. Liz, glad to see you are back, Director of Education and Outreach with the Fair Housing Center of West Michigan. Good morning to you, Liz.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I'm going to be talking about ways you address such issues as housing discrimination through education and outreach, research and advocacy and enforcement. Of course, joining the discussion, colleague Steve Chappell, staying home, staying safe, still working, grants manager with WGVU, a weekly radio segment, part of a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, just speaking about W.K. Kellogg and their birding. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, Shelley, and to our special guest, Liz Keegan of the family of the Fair Housing Center, and a special good morning to all of our valued morning show listeners. We're all staying safe. We're all doing our part to keep the community safe. And as part of that, we are administering a multi-year grant in partnership with and funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation under their umbrella of racial equity and equity in general for children and families of color in particular. And as part of that, we have hired an inclusion reporter, Michelle Jokish-Polo, who reports regularly on issues that delve into inequities in our community. Also, we are working with leaders of color in our community who are have produced programming and will take that programming into the community to encourage change-based conversations so that this community that we all live in and cherish is equitable for all of our residents. And we are very pleased to be partnering with a number of organizations and putting spotlight on organizations that do great equity work. And of course, among those is the Fair Housing Center of West Michigan. Shelley and Liz, this is a great morning to be talking about issues that can help all of our residents during a pretty difficult time.
Thank you for that. Liz, again, welcome, Directing Education and Outreach with the Fair Housing Center of West Michigan, where I tee it off and ask you to describe your FHC and what your focus is on.
Absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity. And I really appreciate the work around inequity that's being done through the programming that you offer. We are always looking for further partners to help raise awareness of these issues. And I appreciate the opportunity to join this morning, especially because there's so many difficulties that are potentially happening in our housing market. And of course, that our residents are experiencing day-to-day right now. Our mission is to investigate illegal housing discrimination, which by its very nature represents unequal treatment, and it's important to recognize that it needs to be unequal treatment by protected classes under law, which prohibits housing providers from treating people differently based on their race, skin color, religion, national origin, whether or not they have children or they're married, whether or not they have a physical or mental disability, their gender, their age. There's a variety of protections. And in fact, Grand Rapids actually expanded their list in December to include sexual orientation and a couple other protections, which really try to create that equal opportunity in our housing market. And so we focus on that housing discrimination through two sets of programming. One is the enforcement side, where we can investigate complaints of housing discrimination when people feel they're being treated differently. Again, because of one of those protected classes, we urge them to call us so that we can conduct an investigation if possible and gather information about what's really happening and see what we can do to restore their housing choice or make sure that they're treated equally, especially when there's such limited housing available, even before the pandemic started. On the other side, we provide a lot of education both to housing professionals who manage properties, offer loans, are trying to figure out how to sell homes in this current reality. We try to provide best practices on how they can actively comply with the law to prevent the housing discrimination from the first place. That's really our preference. If we can help someone avoid the challenges of being treated differently and experiencing that discrimination on the front end, we really prefer to do that whenever possible. We also educate community residents about what their fair housing rights are. If you think back to that list that I sped through of protected classes, it represents all of us. We're all multiply represented on that list in a variety of different ways. So it's important that everyone recognize that these are rights for every individual And it's important that we uphold those regardless of who each individual is. We all have those rights.
Liz, I'd like to invite our listeners to visit your resource-rich website, which they may find at fhcwm.org, and that stands for Fair Housing Center, westmichigan.org. So once again, fhcwm.org, and there they will find a summary and kind of in-depth explanation of what you just touched upon as your mission. Mm-hmm. It talks about your service area, and it breaks it down by services. I found this to be very helpful in trying to get a handle on what fair housing is, not only the protected classes that you went into, but it covers such areas as neighborhoods, how they can be more welcoming, how they can enhance their neighborhood, how they can reach out to one another. And so this is a very helpful website to visit. And it also enables visitors to download your annual reports, which are very well done. It really categorizes and summarizes all the complaints you've received in a specific year and gets into some of your research. And that's being one of your areas of focus. Can you talk a little bit about, for instance, when you receive a complaint of someone that's been discriminated against? And I believe that there's a rise in housing discrimination, and sadly, among Asians and Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. Is that correct?
Yes, we've actually seen an increase and a pretty steady pattern of race or skin color or national origin or any combination thereof. That type of discrimination, especially when we investigate on the back end and conduct random survey tests. That's kind of comparable to the idea of secret shopping, where we have trained volunteers that visit housing opportunities. And of course, now we're switching to remote access, phone calls, emails, inquiring about housing. And for example, in relation to the example you just gave, we would have a white individual and an Asian individual pursue a housing opportunity and essentially compare how they're treated. And that helps us prove, well, the white tester got better treatment, got a better rental rate, was given exactly what they were looking for, versus examples of differences in treatment, higher cost for the Asian tester or no availability or a really discouraging message of, you know, this neighborhood isn't right for you. I think you would be a better fit at, you know, over here at this other place. You know, we see that discouragement of that opportunity based on race, color, national origin. And anecdotally, I've been working with community groups, and somebody brought the example right now of Spanish speakers seeking housing, and it's very hard for them to get a return call back if they have an accent. You know, they've really struggled with finding and accessing housing right now. So that's something that I think we'll continue to see in addition to the discrimination based on disability, which has been our number one basis of complaint since 2015.
And just so our listeners know how they can get in touch with the Fair Housing Center if they've experienced discrimination or know someone's that experienced discrimination, or if they're just, like you say, having a hard time navigating housing market because of their language, and I'm sure that includes immigrants. You know, we're all residents in this community we call Greater Grand Rapids Area and West Michigan, and everyone needs a place to live. And so how can an individual that's experienced discrimination or has questions about fair housing and the programs you offer, how can they get in touch with you?
They can call our office at 616-451-2980. They can also contact us through our website, which you mentioned, fhcwm.org. Again, the phone number is 451-2980. We do have intake staff there answering the phones much of the time. We're trying to be very cautious about the number of people in the building. We are closed to the public, as are most places following the governor's orders, but we're making ourselves available by phone and by the internet as much as possible to be there and provide that education about what housing discrimination is potentially happening. And if it's not a housing discrimination issue that they're experiencing, our staff works really hard to send that caller or the person making the inquiry to the right place to get the information that they need. And we're hearing a lot from people that are looking for information on evictions, and I really recommend they reach out to Legal Aid. If they're looking for resources, I recommend they call 211 at the United Way. Those tend to be excellent partners that we've had consistent relationships with, and we encourage that, you know, they be utilized. If we do hear of unequal treatment, if we're hearing, you know, for example, a trend that we're seeing in this current housing market is that caregivers or people that are taking care of seniors or people with disabilities are being denied access as a part of visitor bans, which are very common right now. And we certainly understand the need to restrict traffic to keep people safe in communities where multiple people are living in those settings. But we also have to honor fair housing rights where that person with a disability or that older adult with a disability gets the care that they need. So those visitor bans really shouldn't be applied to people that are actively caring for, or in the modern terminology, that essential staff, right, that needs to come in and provide medication, provide therapy, provide whatever that individual might need. So that's something we can help educate the partner property management on, of, you know, striking that balance of keeping that safety, but also getting that individual the care that they need.
Shelley, I have a follow-up question, if it's a good time for it.
Sure, it is. It's a good time to remind the audience that we are focusing on the area work of area organizations advancing inclusion and equity with special guest Liz Keegan, Director of Education and Outreach with the Fair Housing Center of West Michigan, and WGBU Grants Manager Steve Chappell. Please, Steve.
Yes, Liz, I'm sure our listeners, like Shelley and I, are curious about a couple more aspects of this. You know, besides it being, in my opinion, very inhumane to treat anybody differently because of their language or socioeconomic status or color of their skin, it's just inhumane. But beyond that, it is illegal. And so anyone that's a landlord, whether it be in a single-family house or in a building, this is all tied to the law, and that it's illegal to discriminate based upon a number of different criteria. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely. There's federal, state, and even local law that layer upon each other to provide these protections based on the geography where you live and whether or not your housing is federally funded. That can add additional protections. And again, that's why we work with the housing industry to help them understand and how to weed through and better know what laws apply so that they feel comfortable and want to comply with fair housing so that it's not a scary topic that they just don't want to touch. We've found that education to the industry has been very well received for the most part and helps us get out important and timely messages. For example, another trend that we're concerned about and starting to hear questions and a few possible complaints on is the increase in sexual harassment in housing as people have lost jobs and have been experiencing delays in getting unemployment, their income has drastically changed. There has been an unfortunate development of predatory behavior on vulnerable populations to offer the housing or the ability to stay in the housing contingent on a sexual relationship, which is illegal and covered by fair housing. And we strongly encourage, even though it's hard and scary, that they contact us at the Fair Housing Center so that we can connect them with the right resources to, number one, stop the behavior and get them safe, and two, let them, you know, give them the resources to decide what they want to do next. They may want to maintain that living with new locks. They may want to move. It's, you know, the client drives that process, but we want to highlight that it's not okay to take advantage of individuals in these difficult times.
The Fair Housing Center has a very comprehensive board of directors ranging from State Farm Insurance to Fifth Third Bank representation, law firms, Legal Aid of West Michigan, the City of Grand Rapids Planning Department, and I'm sure I know I'm leaving off a few, but just as an example, and any of our listeners can go to your website and download your latest annual report to see what a comprehensive and collaborative effort the Fair Housing Center is approaching these issues with, research-based, education, enforcement, but then just all of your partnerships. So Liz, if our callers are just kind of scrambling for right answers and don't know where to turn, would it be okay for any of them? And is that what the Fair Housing Center is set up as kind of a clearing center if they just want to make some exploratory calls and have some questions?
We really welcome calls. If people are not sure if what they're experiencing is housing discrimination, we encourage them to call anyway. That's our job, is to listen to what's happening. And if we identify a fair housing issue, we will take that piece off the plate and tackle that for the client. Oftentimes, people aren't experiencing just one issue, especially again right now. So we really encourage folks to call or visit our website, explore the information that we've got out there, but engage with us so that we can help identify whether or not there's a fair housing issue that we can assist with. And if not, that's okay. As I said, we work really hard to ensure that the next call the individual makes is the right call. You know, that's something that we believe is really important as a service to the community.
Liz, with just a couple minutes left, I want to leave Steve some time for a wrap up. What's your future? What's a new program or service on the horizon?
Well, I appreciate that very much, Shelley. We're really looking at pivoting to finding alternate ways to provide this education and outreach, and radio is absolutely the perfect example of that. You know, we've got people at home, maybe on social media more, so we're doing more of that. And as the Director of Education and Outreach, I'm looking at getting very studied up in Zoom and other online platforms so that we can provide information about fair housing rights and, of course, fair housing responsibilities safely in an alternative way so that people still have access to the information that will help Grand Rapids and the greater area continue to be this welcoming, wonderful community that we know it is.
One more time, best way to find out more information?
Please visit our website at fhcwm.org or call us at 616-451-2980.
Liz Keegan, again, thank you. Director of Education and Outreach, Fair Housing Center of West Michigan. Steve Chappell.
We just want to thank Liz Keegan and everyone at the Fair Housing Center of West Michigan for watching out for the rights of all residents. We appreciate their comprehensive approach. And if our listeners have missed any part of this interview with Liz Keegan, you can go to the WGVU Radio News webpage under Mutually Inclusive a little bit later this afternoon and listen to that interview and all others in the series.
Very nice. Thank you, Steve Chappell and Liz, for you. Enjoy this day.